Hey, this is Dagan Smith, and today I'm super excited because not only do I have someone that is of the highest caliber within our Maxim Leverage family that most people don't know about, but is just an extremely talented marketer and entrepreneur, but we're going to be talking about my favorite topic, and this expert that we're going to be talking to here just happens to be an expert at this of my most favorite topics. So if you guys know me, you know the one thing that I love more than anything else is getting traffic, building big lists, and making my business extremely profitable because of leverage, right? If I can get a ton of traffic, build a big old list, and mail that list, just one email, I can make a ton of money. And I think we all get that. That's what this marketing and the internet provides for us. And the difference between the beginner and the expert is how you exert that leverage into your business. And by just following a few things the right way, some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, what you're going to get is you're going to see how to get maximum leverage out of your advertising expenditure. So here's just how I want to frame this for you so you can get a little bit excited. This is something I've never done before, but this is something that you're going to get today from our expert. Our expert, before I even introduce him and tell you his name, has been able to take one little email ad, and just from one little ad, turn one little ad into $72,000. How do you take one little email ad and turn it into $72,000? Who? Just imagine that. You do the average, let's call, if you guys have done newsletter advertising, solo ad advertising, anything like that, most people will be happy to break even. What Shakir's been able to do is time and time again take small advertising expenditures and turn them into extreme and obscene profits. And so our guest today, before I even reveal his story and share a little bit deeper about him, what I want to just say is I'm just really proud to have Shakir Hussain here with us because it's just a joy when you see an absolutely fearless marketer ascend through the ranks at an accelerated pace and just create an extreme amount of value for every single person that he helps. Now, Shakir, I'm always proud and humbled to have we spoke yesterday, and he said, you know, Dagan, I pulled a few things from what you've done. It helped me, and of course, you know, that's nice, but I'm just so honored to have him here with us because not only has he gone, he's done everything that every marketer would want to do who dreams of being successful in this industry. He's been the top producer in his last two opportunities that he was in, and these were high-ticket opportunities. He's the secret. He's the traffic guy that us in our home business agency, if we need extreme amounts of traffic that converts extremely well, this is the first time I'm telling this, you know, out in the open, it's Shakir who we turn to. So he's been able to do just some incredibly obscene things. You know, like I said, take little bits of traffic, turn it into huge amounts of money. He showed me a screenshot, and he actually shot a video and shared this stuff with me yesterday. I'll make sure that you get the link, guys. Where just last month, and he'll correct me, it might have been this month, it might have been last month, but just last month he put 80,000 people on his email list. Could you imagine adding 80,000 people to your list in 1 month? Most people will be happy to do that over like 4 or 5 years. And so it's a very rare combination of talents when you find a person who can be a top producer in a home business opportunity, but at the very same time knows traffic and can drive obscene amounts of traffic on call, on command, whenever he wants. And Shakir, you might be the only person in the world that I can say can do both of those things at the level that you can do. So I'm just honored to have you here because I know you don't ever really share what you do. In fact, until right now, Shakir hasn't been in the limelight. He's kind of been behind the scenes. He's been kind of the secret weapon for a lot of the industry's top producers. He's, you know, really high-paying clients. And entrepreneurs in the industry will pay Shakir to basically help them with their traffic generation campaign. And he's the secret weapon for a lot of people, but he's kind of been behind the scenes. And so this is the first time in a long time he's kind of come out from behind the scenes to share what he's really doing when it comes to driving traffic and creating success in the home business industry. And so this is an extremely rare treat, guys. Obviously, you can see I'm excited to have him here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say thank you for your time. We're going to talk about traffic, but before we talk about traffic, Shakir, can you kind of let people know a little bit about you and your background and where you came from and what you're up to these days?
Sure, folks. So I'm super excited to be here. But firstly, thanks so much for the introduction, Dagan. I want to, acknowledge the fact that you have been one of my greatest teachers, mentor, and consultant that I look up to, that I've learned, and I still look up to you in so many different ways. You know, you're the definition of a transparent, authentic, caring leader in this industry, and that's what this industry is kind of lacking at the moment. That's one of the reasons why I'm kind of stepping out into the limelight to show people that there is ways, instead of those old traditional methods that, a lot of people are using and not getting a lot of success with. That's why I'm really stepping out and, I'm taking your advice as well here of really going full on out to serve the entire community. I'm pretty happy with just serving a whole bunch of my own high ticket clients, which pay me $10,000 to $25,000 for consulting. But now I'm really coming into the home business industry once again to provide all the small guys with, traffic, conversions, email marketing techniques and strategies that will help them. So a lot of the stuff that I've learned that I want to share with you really stemmed from yourself, Dagan. I remember when I got started and when I joined Maximum Leverage, in one of the videos you were sharing how when someone masters traffic, okay, when someone masters traffic, which is nothing more than a skill, okay, you essentially write your own paycheck for life, okay? You think about it. You're learning a skill that will forever give you the potential to become wealthy, to create a business on demand. And it's just incredible. Once you understand, the power of list building and how to integrate high converting offers into those funnels. So, before we even get to it, I just want to say a huge thanks so much, Dagan, for having me out here and for teaching me a whole bunch of stuff that has made me, essentially who I am today. So I appreciate that very much, and that's a public thank you from my heart, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. I blush a little bit when you say such things, but I'm just proud to be having this conversation with you, and it really is true. I mean, I want to just bounce back and share a little bit off what you said. When you do master traffic, you gain freedom. That's really what happens in your life. When you know how to yield traffic correctly, it opens the door to do whatever you want. My life has taken lots of weird twists and turns, but ultimately it's always been getting back to traffic that has resurrected me, and sometimes extremely quickly. So this stuff is the most important information we could discuss, and I'm just excited to be discussing it with you here. So, Shakir, you work with some of the top marketers in the world in our industry, in the online marketing community, and they pay you top dollar because you're the guy that knows not just how to get traffic, right, but you know how to get premium quality traffic in large volumes that really converts. And so it's a huge win-win. They pay you a ton, but they also make more. And so that just keeps you booked up. Well, there had to be a story. There had to be something that got you there. How did you go from, I'm assuming, pretty much a regular person, to being able to do something that very few people in the world can do, which is deliver high-quality traffic in large volumes? That's extremely profitable.
Okay, so, I'd love to give you the answer. I've got a magic red button, push button software that I bought from ClickBank, but unfortunately, those things don't work, and if you're by any chance being buying into those things. Please stop. So moving on. Okay, so
Yeah, those things crack me up. I look at it like, come
I
on,
know.
man.
So I got started in this industry about just over 3 years ago, really. 3 years ago, I went to this seminar in Las Vegas, okay, and it was actually November 2009. November 2009, what happened was I got this email from a company that I was part of. I just made a few saves here and there from Facebook, and it was just horrendous. I was spending 4 hours a day on Twitter. It was nuts, and that's what I thought I had to do. Obviously, I didn't have any coaches, any mentors. I didn't have anyone guiding me, and I didn't even know, okay, I should go and purchase this course or buy this system or invest in this trainer, to take advantage of the opportunity that they offer me. I didn't understand that. I didn't, and I was kind of maybe coming from a place of ignorance. I thought I could figure this out myself. And so what happened was I got started in June 2009, and from June to November, I pretty much struggled. I stayed up all night, bought courses after courses. I went into about $35,000, $40,000 worth of debt buying all these courses. And at the end, I just had enough. I thought, okay, does this thing actually work? What is the secret? Because everyone's really looking for the secret, right, Dagan? Most people, when they get started, they get overwhelmed with all this information and just useless kind of outdated methods that don't really work these days. And so what happened was, in November 2009, I borrowed £750, which is about $1,500, to go to a trip in Las Vegas. Okay, so when I went to Las Vegas, I met this one guy in the bar. So I went up to the guy and I said, "Hey, my name's Shakir. I'm 21 years old. I'm from London. Can I sit down with you guys, and can I listen to what you guys are up to? Because these guys look like they knew a thing or two." And so after speaking to them, maybe for about 30 to 45 minutes, I asked them the question, because they were kind of a bit drunk and whatnot. So I asked them the question, "Hey guys, have you actually made any money with this thing?" I was gonna say shit, but I actually said that. So just being real with you guys, I turned around to the guys and I said, "Hey, have you actually made any money with this shit?" And the guy turned around to me, and this is a 55, 60-year-old, overweight, kind of dodgy teeth, yellow stained, beer drinking, cigarette smoking guy. He turns around to me and he goes, "I did 65 grand last month." And
Proof
let me tell
positive.
you again, I grew up in the streets of East London, from a place called Tower Hamlets, in the UK, which isn't really a, we don't really have people that make 65K a month. Let's just put it that way. So, I just shook his hand, and I remember walking away, looking down on the floor, thinking to myself, "Wow, did that guy just say that?" And I started walking around the strip in Vegas. The main area is called the strip, and I started walking around, and I was just walking and walking and walking, and I thought to myself, "Oh my God, this actually exists." And so obviously I came back, I came back to London, fully inspired, fully transformed, and I started attending more events. I started getting myself a mentor, a coach, someone that can help me. And I was very fortunate enough to meet the right people at the right time. I met this one guy who got on stage, and he was showing live in his accounts how he was making up to $100,000 in a single day. Yeah, rest assured, I ran up to that guy and I said, "Hey man, my name is Shakir Hussain, and I'm really inspired, and thank you so much. Can I take a picture with you? And you've inspired me." And straight away I went back home and I decided to quit university in my final year. In my final year, I decided to quit university. I think it was November 2009. I was in my final year of university, against my family's wishes, my friends, everyone. They all laughed at me and they all made kind of fun out of me, and no one really believed in me. And, I just believed in myself. And I think that's one of the most important things that every entrepreneur has to have. Okay, you have to have that unshakable belief inside you that you are going to do it, you can do it, you deserve to do it. And if you take the right action, you will do it and you will achieve whatever you desire, providing that you don't give up and you learn from the right people and you have persistence and all of these other qualities, which we'll go into later on. But so what happened was, Dagan, I left that seminar and obviously I quit university, and I didn't have any funds to fund my online business. So the only thing that was in my mind was I need to go and get a job. Now, the only job that I could get at the time was this construction job. Okay, so I got this construction job, and phew, that's a completely different story. But in a nutshell, what happened was I ended up working 9 hours a day for $55, which is about 30, £35 a day in this down and dirty construction site, and I kind of lost my belief system, self-esteem, my confidence. It was actually in East London, a place where I grew up.
So it's interesting. I love hearing everyone's story. You started doing internet stuff because you thought it was cool. You bought a ticket to Las Vegas, had some crusty old guy show you that it was real, and it blew you away. You came back home, you didn't have any money, you were still in school, and you said, "Oh, I'm going to get a job so that I can do this internet stuff." And that
Absolutely.
ultimately, kind of changed the direction of where you were going because you got amongst a group of people that didn't think like you.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say that it's so opposite of what most people will do. Like, they won't say, "I want to do marketing, so I'm going to go get a job so I can pay for it." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll say, "Give me everything for free." So.
Yeah, and that's, I learned early on, not to be attached to things, and we'll go into it in a few minutes, Dagan, about attachment and about that whole mindset of, oh, if I place a solo ad, why isn't it making me money? This thing doesn't work. We'll go into that mindset afterwards, and maybe I can help a handful of listeners overcome that kind of thinking mentality.
Sure.
So what happened was, I did this construction thing for about 2, 3 months, November, December. And by January, I just thought, you know what, like, screw this. This is a new year. I'm making a new commitment to myself. I didn't really like myself at the time, because of what I was doing. Pretty much everyone around me, it was one of those things. No one really believes in you. You kind of lose belief in yourself. You try so hard to do this, to crack the code, and it just doesn't seem to fit together, right? I'm sure you've had a few experiences from your own story, right, Dagan?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But this is what happened. But towards the end of January 2010, I got back online. I worked hard. I found a mentor. I started following certain traffic strategies that were working, and I found solo ads, which I personally think is what helped me get to where I am.
And now
And
you have a
obviously, you can.
website called Solo Ad Agency, right? Soloadagency.com.
Yeah, Solo Ads Agency is the company that I founded right now. It's a website. We're not open to the public yet, but you could register, and get on the waiting list. We're going to be launching sometime next month. But I don't want to be talking about all my websites today
All
again.
right, all right. My bad. I didn't mean to let the one of the cats out of the bag. My bad. Well, back on course.
Back on course. So January 2010, I figure a few things out. I learn about how to get targeted traffic and how to find a super high converting offer, okay, and matching those two together. And at the end of January, I hit my first $45,000 month.
Yeah, dude. And so I'm so happy you said that because what most people will do is they'll say, especially people in the home business industry, is they'll say, "I know if I just get traffic, then I'll get rich. So just give me traffic, and then I'll, put people, it'll magically put people into my team or opportunity or whatever they're
Absolutely.
doing." Or they'll just be an affiliate and they'll just choose some product arbitrarily because they think it's good.
Yeah.
But man, the magic doesn't happen until you have that right offer with the right traffic. So it's so key.
Absolutely. And I've And obviously, we can talk about a lot of the people, they don't think that way. But when I got started, I didn't know any better as well until I actually learned from you, and you kept calling these things irresistible offers. And I used to think, what the hell is Dagan talking about? What is he trying to say? And then, I learned how to craft an irresistible offer, how to find other irresistible offers, and then capitalize on it with the right at the right time with the right amount of traffic, and just blow things up. And that's how I've been able to really scale up very fast. So in my first 6 months, I passed the six-figure mark. And then what happened was, after January, February, March, I got invited to speak at an event in front of 450 people in London called the Social Media Millionaire Summit. And at that event, I got an opportunity to speak on stage and to make an offer to the crowd. And I remember, making that offer and seeing all those people just run to the back to invest in my product. And I can tell you, Dagan, I was 21 years old back then. Now I feel kind of old. I'm 24. I just turned 24 last week, actually.
Come on, you're killing me, man. Killing me. Here I am getting married, 31, talking about being old at 24, whatever.
I was 21 and I see all these people just run to the back, people coming up to me crying and saying how I've inspired them, how my story moved them. And it really touched me, and I was like, wow, this could really turn into something. Now it's just not about making money, it's about, wow, I could actually help a bunch of people. And then I remember walking away, and this lady that was at the reception collecting the orders from the back of the table, she turned around and she just said, "You have 35 orders at £1,500 each." And that was it was just over well over £50,000, £60,000, which is probably about $80,000 to $90,000 or whatever it was. But I remember thinking, walking out of that seminar, with my hands all sweaty, and everyone was just kind of taking pictures with me and just asking me all these questions, and how you get bombarded after you speak on stage. So I had one of those moments, and I remember walking up to the reception area and thinking to myself, wow, this thing works. I've made it work. Now I'm gonna go out and help a bunch of people.
So
And
35 times 1500 is what? I mean, my math is sometimes good. 45, it's over 50,000 bucks, right?
well, 35 times £1,500 is
Oh, 1500 pounds.
52,000 pounds. So
Ah.
52,000 pounds, convert that into dollars, you're looking at probably about 90 to $100,000.
So in is maybe it's a little bit around a year after you saw this crusty old guy with yellow teeth making $65,000 a month, you made $100,000 in a day.
Yeah, in about 90 minutes.
In about 90 minutes.
Yeah, it was a 90-minute offering that I had to do from stage. And then after that, I kind of did a lot of speaking, because it's one of those things that a lot of people will, and a lot of people have this mentality in the home business industry as well, is, oh, he must have the secret, so he's not going to share with me. It's like we have this black box. Certain things we do have, and it is, but I wouldn't say it's, really high secretive stuff. It's available to everyone that decides to take advantage of it, right, Dagan?
Absolutely.
And
Belief.
after that, what happened was, and the reason why I was saying that is because once you make a bunch of money, you realize you have that, actually, you have that ability. Okay, money is great. You can create money out of thin air, wealth out of thin air, which is great, which is awesome. But now you know deep down that you can add value to someone else's life. You can talk to someone, and bang, within 5 minutes, you've just added so much value to their lives. Unconsciously, they know, like, and trust you. Tell them a good story, you help them out, and next thing they love you. They're a freaking fan. They're a raving fan of yours.
So here's two questions I want to ask you, because I always love, I like just knowing these moments. I'm always curious about it. When you went back and you had that $45,000 month, what was the first sign that you were on the right track? Like, what was the moment when you were like, this is it? Because you know what that moment is, you know what I mean? I love having people share that because it really brings to reality when they have that first moment, what it's going to feel like.
It's that feeling of relief and freedom. You know, a lot of people say money, you know, isn't, you know, and money isn't really the, you know, secret to happiness or whatever, but money does give you the time and money freedom to do whatever it is that you want. And to me, you know, I've always wanted freedom. I was never one of those kids that could go to school and concentrate and focus. You know, I'd always be daydreaming and getting into trouble for speaking too much. You know, it's not too bad that I became a speaker, right? And you know, at that moment, I just felt that sense of, wow, it's been worth it. You know, that challenge, those frustrations, those sleepless nights. You know, all those people that never believed in me, those naysayers, those haters, whatever you want to, you know, sometimes it's your family, sometimes it's your close friends. You can't do nothing. Or you can, you know, give it a different meaning and give it an empowering meaning so that it moves you forward and it doesn't keep you stuck. You know what I mean, Dagan? I hope our listeners really get this because, you know, once you get it, then you free your mind and you have to free your mind before you go out and achieve XYZ. You know, you have to have that sense of clarity inside you. You need to, you must get into flow. You know, a lot of times what happens is people get into this industry because of a desperation, because of a need. You know, they need to make money, or, you know, if they don't make money, they can't pay the bills. And a lot of times that really just clouds their judgment, and they don't understand that all money is an exchange of value. Okay, the more value that you provide to the next human being, that's the kind of the more income that you're gonna achieve. Okay, you know, your income is directly proportionate to how much value you carry to other people. Now, the reason why I can charge $10,000, $25,000 plus retainer and management fees, and, you know, people pay me to fly out and pay for my hotels and all of this fun stuff, is because I add an X amount of value to the business, to the life. Okay, and then they can go out and they can go and impact hundreds and thousands of more other people's lives. And because I can provide that value, I leverage it in a way which creates wealth. And money is nothing more than just energy that derives from creating wealth, whatever wealth really means to you. And you know, when I got started, a great friend of mine right now, you know, I've known him for years, called Kerwin Ray, he actually taught me this. He taught me about, you know, how to take your intangible thoughts, turn it into money, turn it into physical results. And you know, I just early on, and I just stuck to it. You know, anytime if my business or anything is not going right, I just look at this formula that I actually learned from a guy called Donald Trump, funnily enough. You know, and I share this when I'm on stage sometimes, and it was value multiplied by leverage equals wealth. Okay, so what is value? You know, if you learn something and you're able to teach it to someone, you're able to execute something, you have value. You have a certain value about yourself, about what you've learned, what you've acquired internally. Okay, and leveraging is just leveraging, you know, resources and tools and teachers and traffic. And once you put those two together, that's it. You create wealth. And those are the fundamentals, those are the mechanics of what creates money. The more you focus on those two things, value, leverage, multiplying them together, that's what gives you wealth. And money is nothing more than an element that derives from wealth.
Absolutely. And so what I want to just point out for people that might be listening in just from the mindset standpoint is when you said changing the meaning of a certain situation that might be giving you a certain emotion, that's freaking, it's huge. And the ability to do that is you taking control. When we hear things like Napoleon Hill talking about thoughts or things, right? Think and grow rich. It's changing that meaning in any
Absolutely.
certain scenario. And if there's anything that we can challenge ourselves to, at least in my opinion, become conscious of, and gain power through is that ability. So you got that at an extremely young age, because I'm sitting here listening to you talk, and I'm like, man, I couldn't even imagine charging people $10,000 or $25,000 at 21 to 24. And for you, it's no problem. I don't even think you know, maybe at a certain point you might have been weird about it. But for me, man, I'm thinking about myself back then. I would have freaked me out. But you, at a young age, were able to change the meaning of these things so that it was okay, and you boiled it down to a simple formula. And so here's the one thing on mindset I want to just chat with you about real quick before you get into the traffic getting, how to actually do it, what's really working for you, is you're ridiculously fearless. You just go. What can you do? What can you share with people that will help them to be more fearless, to empower themselves to get better results in their lives? Because I think a lot of people, they just hold themselves back, right?
Absolutely.
And you don't. I mean, you just go. And I can just hear it and feel it in how you speak. How do you do that?
Okay, so let's just start off with saying, you know, when we start off in entrepreneurship, what tends to happen is we're all big thinkers, you know, we're all good people that want to go out and buy this car and this, you know, I want to buy an island within the next 5 years, which I'm confident I'll do. You know, we have all these big dreams and aspirations and crazy thoughts, and, you know, your family, or your friends, people around you, you know, they use words like get real, you know, be realistic, you know. That's not really for you, you know, those kind of words and phrases. And what happens is, at a young, early age, we get programmed with limiting beliefs, okay? And then when we start into entrepreneurship, we're scared of failure, we're scared of success, and we feel stuck. We feel stuck in our head, in our results. You know, I'm pretty sure a few of the listeners might be, you know, on Facebook or on Twitter or Pinterest or any of these social sites, and at the end of the day, they think, they spend all day on it, and at the end of the day, they think, I haven't got any results. What have I been doing? It's because internally they have blockages, okay? And the reason why I say this and I can relate to my customers and clients so well is because I was one of those. I was one of those guys that, you know, my dreams were beaten down, and, you know, I used to spend all day online, and then at the end of the day, I didn't have any commissions in my account like I do now, you know. This is the process that kind of helped me get to where I am, and having this ridiculous, strong, you know, warrior mindset, okay? And it really, it's funny, because a lot of the time, most people don't talk about this stuff, you know, they say goal settings, and, you know, it's just great, but the stuff that I'm telling you now, I promise you, if you take it within and you internalize it inside you, it will change your life, okay? There is no doubt, it will change your life. And so, how do you get from being stuck and, you know, living in fear to, you know, gaining abundance, gaining clarity, reaching your goals at a faster level than you've ever imagined? And it comes down to, first, let's just say, you got to change the meaning that everything has. Okay, if something's not serving you, you have to create that awareness inside you. Okay, I'm pinpointing XYZ, that's not working, the people around me, they're not really serving me. So now, you got to understand that nothing in life has any meaning except for the meaning that you give it. Okay, nothing in life has any meaning except for the meaning that you give it. So now, you have the power to give anything any meaning that you want. So why would you choose a negative feeling or a negative belief attached to your thoughts? Give everything, starting from now, give everything an empowering belief, an empowering statement. You know, I can, I will. And internally, you know, this is an exercise that I do, and I'll tell you, you know, if anyone does this exercise, and I don't know if you do it, Dagan, but my whole life I lead from, you know, I'm a very spiritual person as well, you know, I pray every single day. And I do this exercise of my attitude of expressing my attitude of gratitude. Okay, and every single day, without fail, I write down 5, 10, 15, sometimes even 25 minutes until my hand starts aching, because I don't really write much, more than the computer, and I write down all the things that I'm grateful for. Rather than saying, I want to make, 50 grand a day, I'm grateful for the, cash that comes in every single day, the commissions that come in. Yesterday when I was speaking to you and I told you something like, I can't remember. I said something like, hey, Dagan, I've just made over 15 or 16K, when I spoke to you, right, Dagan? And this morning when I
Day.
woke up, I do check my emails in the morning after I do, a couple of practices. But in the morning I woke up and, I saw whilst I was sleeping, I made an extra $1,500. And throughout the whole last 24 hours, I did well over $22,500. And, I did nothing but just smile, inside because, I wake up whenever I want. I pretty much do have the freedom to do whatever I want. And it's not because of the money that I make, or it's not because of how much traffic I send. It all starts from internally. And if you get this, right, if the listeners get this, I promise you it will have a profound impact on your life. It doesn't matter if you're trying to make your first $100,000 or make your first $100 or you make your first $10,000. It does not matter. Come from a place of immense gratitude, okay? Gratitude is what, being grateful, that feeling, that's what increases your vibrational energy. Okay, I don't want to go into too much of this quantum mechanics stuff, but you can see, you can tell I'm a real geek at heart. Okay, I read lots of books and I study lots and I go to lots of seminars, and these are the things that I've learned. When you come from a place of gratitude, immense gratitude, you have that clarity. You increase and create flow within you. You're not worried about the $200 or the $1,000 that you just dropped in a solo ad because your mind is on abundance. You know you're not attached to XYZ. And this is what happens. A lot of people get into this industry and they place an ad and they're attached to the end outcome. And you can remove yourself from that outcome. And I'll tell you right now, it's not because, I make XYZ money. I don't care if I make $2,000 a day or $20,000 a day. I can tell you my smile is still the big same old smile I have.
To be happy. I think that's the secret too. If people, when people get a chance to listen to this, they'll get that. They'll feel, excuse me, sort of your energy. And it is, it's just a gratitude, happy, this is a great experience sort of an energy. Excuse me.
And so
Now,
basically what happens is when you raise your vibrational energy, recruiting and sponsoring and whatever the terms that you want to use, people bringing people into your business, it's effortless. Because at the end of the day, yes, you have to have a great product and service, but people join people. People join leaders. People join people that they know, like, and trust. When I'm around and I'm talking to someone about traffic, it's not the fact that I'm just talking about traffic. It's they feel my energy and they're like, damn, this guy's a, high performance individual. I wanna be around him. They come and
Yeah.
ask me, what opportunities are you in? Is there any chance I can work with you? And, over the last 1 or 2 years, I had to turn a lot of people away. Now obviously I'm coming back into the limelight again and I'll be taking on mentoring students and whatnot. And that's what I wanted to kind of get through. Obviously I've rambled quite a bit, Dagan. But I, more important than traffic and what we're going to teach you today, is having that killer warrior mindset of being just going all out, just playing full out, raising your standards, raising your game so that you don't settle for less. You don't settle for, shit that's holding you back. All right. And, the listeners, I hope you resonate and really get this message.
Yeah, and the one thing I want to add just before we switch directions and dig deep into traffic is this. It was just a powerful reminder I had recently. I was down in Costa Rica with one of my buddies, and he was speaking to his group. And he's just a smart, really intuitive sort of a guy, and this is a great reminder for me. He's like, and he's a successful marketer just doing great things out there. And he said, here's a big mistake that people make when it comes to the mindset. And I've made this mistake at times too. I still make it sometimes. He said, most people, they think about the success they want to have. But what that does when you think that way, when you visualize that, is it puts that success always just a little bit out of reach because you haven't gotten there. And so
Absolutely.
when you use language like, when I get to, I'm going to, you will never get to. But when you say, I'm so grateful for the success I just had this month. It's been my best month ever. We just did X, and we got there by doing Y. Now you can actually visualize having that exact success being there. And when you can switch your mindset to actually you living through that, changes everything. So just to add that one little piece to what you've already said, I thought it was a super important and poignant piece of that equation.
Absolutely. That's great. Just to add on that and close that topic off, when people think like that, they think in terms of loss rather than accepting what they have. They always think to themselves that there's an inner thing that they're missing. And that's why they can't get out of their own head and, you know, take the action that's required or commit themselves to a program and stay committed to a teacher and a mentor that's going to hold their hand and show them the way. And that's why, you know, they lose track and they're always after the shiny object, next shiny object. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, take that. Use it. Let's talk about traffic, man. Let's talk about building businesses. Let's talk about the physical things that people can do as activities that will take them from where they are to wherever they want to be. Now, the first question I want to dig into, because this is just a mental practice I want everyone to have, is offer. When you get traffic, you want to get traffic to the right offer. For you, what is a badass, irresistible offer? If you're going to choose an offer and you're going to exert your will towards getting the right eyeballs in front of it, what does that irresistible offer have to be like? And if you can share a couple examples of, you know, maybe irresistible, you said you created that first irresistible offer. For me, I was wondering what it was. What were some of the components? Just as a weird marker, I want to know those things. But in general, what makes an irresistible offer? Because that's the beginning of traffic, and I just want people to have that as a practice.
Okay, what makes an irresistible offer? Firstly, you have to, and this is basic psychology, okay? When you present an offer, for example, if I'm charging $97 or, you know, $597 for a webinar, which I don't really do many of those, rarely ever, but if I was to charge that, then I have to make sure that that person, my client, my prospect, my customer, feels as if he or she is getting 10x the value. They have to feel as if they are getting a one up on you. And that's what creates a buyer's rush.
Yeah.
If the client thinks, oh, yeah, I'm beating Dagan or I'm beating Shax at his own game. This is so worth it. I'll buy this thing just because of the bonuses.
So, in other words, and I think I love that example because it keeps it simple, right? When I do trainings, especially when I do live trainings and I talk about irresistible offers, the thing I'll do is I'll pull out 10 bucks or 5 bucks or just whatever I have, and I'll say, pull out a dollar to whoever's in the room that's closest to me, and I'll say, well, would you trade me my 5 for your 1? Everyone always says yes. And so the art of creating an irresistible offer is exactly that. But it's exactly that. They have to perceive I'm really getting a $10 bill for $1. If you do that, you will always win. And most people, in my opinion, make the mistake of thinking, if I just blow up the value perception with just weird stuff that doesn't make sense, then we'll create this level of value. But really, the way to do it, and this is just, you know, I love talking about this stuff, is if you undervalue whatever it is you're sharing. Like if I say to you, if I want to make something, if I want to build an irresistible offer, I'll have a few components. And I say about one component, you know, for this component, I'm going to literally give you my highest converting emails. These emails have literally brought in $4 million or whatever it is. And maybe I can show that that's what they've done. And it's taken me X number of hours to do this, and I've got 300 of them. I'm going to give them to you. Now, what do you think that's worth? And people will say, oh, it's worth a lot, but what would you pay for it? They'll say something else. And if you say to them, would you argue that these emails individually are worth more than what you could pay some ghostwriter in the Philippines to write for you in bad English?
Mm-hmm.
They'd say yes, right? And you say, well, you typically pay those guys about $10. Here's an example, and this is very middle of the market. So when I tell you that I'm going to give you all 300 of these emails for less than a third of that, you'll believe that it's conservative. That's the art, I think, of creating offers that really convert, and it begins with exactly what you said. It's creating that value perception extremely conservatively. I love this stuff. So, all right, anyway, let's move on. 10 to 1, just remember that. Get yourself a badass offer, make them believe it's 10 to 1 value.
Yeah. Now, and, you know, you have to actually deliver on the value as well, obviously.
Yeah, and for me, so here's the other part I want to talk to you about, because you're a badass at this too, is it's not even just about, like, getting the traffic. I mean, you have been the top producer in some really high-ticket opportunities at an extremely young age, so you're interacting with people either on a personal level or a webinar basis, and you're getting high-dollar amounts from them in that selling scenario. I never mastered that. How do you do that? Because I think that's another hurdle for people, and you figure that out really quickly.
You have to understand human psychology, human behavior. You have to understand what moves people. How do you influence? How do you persuade someone so that they go from a place of stark frustration, anger, anxiety, to a place of, you know, freedom, receiving immense actionable value, and to a place where you're moving them across the line, across them, you're helping them get to where they want to go. If you focus on that and creating value to serve people, you really go a long way, you know. And then you can create your own prices, you know, you charge your own prices. I value my time at, you know, 90 minutes for $9.97, and I, you know, I'm very strict with my time. I don't really, I'm on Facebook and I have good 5,000-6,000 friends, but I'm not on Facebook all day. You know, I value my time immensely. So I guess, what can you clarify that question a bit more, Dagan?
So what I mean is, like, what would you do? If I was on the phone and I was a skeptical prospect, how would you move me from skeptical to being recruited or being sold on whatever it is, high ticket, middle ticket, whatever it is? I don't think the price really matters, but...
No, the price doesn't really matter whether I'm charging $1,000 for my program or, you know, $25,000. What really matters is firstly pre-selling myself, so that the more that you market, the more content value that you give to someone, the less selling that you do. Okay, so write that down if you're not really getting this, or if you are getting this. The more marketing that you do on the front end, the selling is what becomes easy, because people now know what they should expect. So I won't get many skeptical people on the phone because they won't come to my funnel. Okay, I have so many filters in place where, you know, as much as I want to help everyone, I choose to work with the people that I want to work with. And if they bridge the right systems, you know, I don't know, like, you know, there was a company, I'm not going to name the name, but there's a company recently shut down in our industry that caused a huge stir, right?
Yep.
But those are the companies that attract people that aren't too serious. So why would you even partner up and join a company like that? You know, so in terms of, you know, how would I, you know, I think what you're asking me is, Shax, how do you close prospect?
Yeah, how do you close? So, yeah, what's the magic to that? That's, I guess, what I'm getting to.
Okay.
I'm trying to put myself, like, if what's actually happening? What's the magic that's happening in that moment? I'm getting insight on it. You're saying, like,
I get you. So, you know, if, for example, so I don't really call leads because the systems and the tools I leverage, I don't really need to be calling leads unless they're very qualified buyers, okay? And so basically what happens is someone comes into the funnel, They're interested, they may buy a product, and I'll call them up, okay? Or one of my assistants or someone from my team will call them up. Excuse me. So when they call them up, we basically go through a process of understanding where the person's at, where they want to go, okay? What the pain and frustration is, how our system can help them get to where they want to go, how other people have used our system to get XYZ results. If they join, we're going to give them XYZ support. They can rely on us for, to get in touch with us via the help desk, et cetera, et cetera. The reason why people don't really get on the phone, I mean, get, the reason why, so for example, if Erica wanted to sponsor John, most of the time it comes down to these three things. People don't believe what you're saying is true. People don't, second, that's first. People, secondly, people don't believe that if they buy the system or if what you're selling, if they buy what you're selling, they're not going to get the same results. And thirdly, people don't believe that if they buy from you, you're not going to support them. So when you answer these questions, these objections, before the prospect even asks you, you've already made them feel very comfortable to help them move across the line to purchase your program.
So you leverage what you already know there are going to be their objections or their anxieties before you ever speak to them. So therefore, in your funnel, when they do speak to you, it's they've made the decision. You just haven't given them the chance to say yes, pretty much. So you've got a funnel that just kicks
Absolutely.
ass and puts people in a position when they get to that high ticket amount. They're waiting for the opportunity to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, the community and the systems that I market, I always want to leverage, what I have. I use transformation mechanisms, social proof from the community to show, hey, if you don't like what I have and you don't relate to me, it's okay. Not everyone relates to me because, I'm this over hyper energetic, young guy, and not everyone relates to me, and that's fine. But there are, 60-year-old grandma or 35-year-old single father or a disabled woman or, someone who hasn't got, actually, just different people that I can leverage their results to increase the belief in someone else that they should take action and join my program.
And so here's what I want to get into, because now we're moving further down the line. I dig this because we're going in the right progression. You shared with me before a case study of how you took one solo ad, one inexpensive solo ad, and turned it into $72,000. I don't think I've ever taken one email ad like that and turned it into $72,000, but the way you explained it to me made it all make sense. Would you mind walking people through that case study? So that'll lead us into traffic, right? So we'll say, all right, here's the irresistible offer. Here's what to do to get the person to say yes, when it's that personal time, commitment level. And here's a case study of that magic happening. And then we'll get to traffic. That's badass. So can you share that with the audience?
Sure. So, the way I made, $72,000, and I was actually in Vegas. What actually happened was, this is what happened, Dagan. So let me share with the the entire listening crew. Okay, so obviously I went to this event. It was in Vegas, and when I went there, I made a conscious decision that no matter what, the next event, and remember, I was a young guy in debt, just lost and frustrated, everyone laughing at me. At that time, it just wasn't working out, right? It just wasn't working out. So I'm there, and then, the guy gets on stage, Jay, and, he's a good friend of mine, and Jay gets on stage and he talks about how you should make a commitment that you should be on stage in 1 year's time or 6 months' time, the next event that they do. And I was there, I was there, and I met people like Mike Dillard and a couple of other big shots. And I said to myself, you know what? The next event I'm coming to, I am gonna get on stage. And that's exactly what happened. So I went on because, you know, I won this Master Marketing Award, and you know, I was invited to get on stage and pick up this award. So for fun, I thought, you know what? No one's really recruited or broken the sales records, you know, for this one company. You know, people sponsor three, four, the top dogs sponsor five, six, if that, in a day. Okay, this is a high ticket opportunity. So I said to myself, what can I do? You know, and I was pretty young then as well. I think I was probably about 22 or something. So, you know, maybe whatever you want to call it, ego or whatever. I just wanted to, you know, be all the top guys. And so I got in touch with a JV partner, an affiliate, super affiliate, which I'm going to teach a handful of people how to get in touch with afterwards. But so I got in touch with a super affiliate. And I basically said, hey, you know, you have this subscriber base and I have this product. And what was funny was he was staying in the same hotel as me in Vegas. And so what we did was we got the, you know, I called up the company owner of that company and I said, hey, you know, is there any chance we could, you know, do a presentation on a webinar? So what I did was, you know, I'm not going to explain the entire process, but essentially what happened was, I spent $5,000 on a solo ad, and we did one presentation online. Whilst I was in Vegas, within 60 minutes, we made a whole bunch of sales. I sponsored 26 people in less than 60 minutes in a high ticket opportunity. I got on stage, and they basically announced, you know, I've broken all of the sales records. No one has ever sponsored that many people in a single day. And it was really one of those moments of really just immensely, I was just immensely grateful because, you know, I had mentors and people like Mike Dillard there. And it was just a great, great moment, you know. It was cool. It's cool, I guess.
So if I decode that, you challenged yourself, and then you found an advertising opportunity. You weren't scared to spend a little bit of money. It was $5,000. You wanted to break a record, so you used that advertising spend to bring people to a live event, so a webinar.
Yeah, it was a webinar in Vegas. Actually, it wasn't even 60 minutes. The webinar lasted for about 20 minutes. And then we did about 15, 20 minute FAQ. And you know, I didn't really know much about webinars back then anyway. But we did this one webinar and it was insane. It was one of the best solo ads that I've done. But what it's not even just the money. You know, once you understand traffic, you can really drive traffic to anything. You know, in the last 12 months, I've taken two separate businesses from zero to six figures in a single month in the last like 12 months. Probably less than that, but in the last 12 months.
So let's talk about traffic then. Let's understand traffic. What do people not know about traffic that they need to know? Let
Okay,
me ask,
what
let me
people.
let me also frame it this way. What type of traffic, in your opinion, do you think is the most valuable?
I
Do you think
personally
people should
think.
spend their time on free stuff, paid stuff? Let's just
Yeah,
start there.
that's a question that I get often. And, you know, now that I've launched soloadsagency.com, a lot of people inquire and they say, you know, what else, you know, can I do? And I always say, hey, you know, this is a solo ads agency, you know, because we provide high quality premium solo ads. I don't really do much free advertising, whatever that means. Firstly, there is no such thing as free because you're paying with your time. Secondly, for me, the most highest converting traffic, basically most of the amount of money that I've been able to generate over the last, you know, 1, 2, 3 years has been from email traffic. And when I understood this is what I mastered. This is what I learned. You know, I went and hanged out with email marketing experts, paying them $5,000, $10,000 a day just to hang out with them, spend a day just to learn what the ins and outs is of email marketing, of running a good solo ad, of, you know, how to really write a high converting email with a high converting product that takes one lead that I generate for maybe $1 or $2 and bang, gives me $6, $7 ROI. You know, that's the kind of mindset I have. Now, the reason why a lot of people will fail in the traffic game is because they don't grasp what traffic is. Okay, so let me put that into context for our listeners, Dagan, is they have this attitude of, you know, can I get free traffic or can I get cheap traffic? When someone says that, what they're essentially saying is, hey, I don't really understand what traffic really means. Traffic is nothing more than bringing visitors to your website and converting them into red hot scorching buyers. Okay, so what you have to ask is, how do I get profitable traffic? Okay, because I can show you how to get 100,000 visitors in a single day, but if you can't convert that, you have no money. And at the end of the day, it's the money is the result, right? Because we're all, in this to a certain extent to make money, of course, right? Because,
Sure.
you do X, Y, Z. And so what you have to ask yourself is, how do I get profitable traffic? So let's start with that question, right, Dagan?
How do you get profitable traffic? Absolutely. My ears are wide open.
So, how do you get profitable traffic? So you start with the end in mind. Okay, so for example, how much money do you want to make? Is it $5,000, $10,000 a month, whatever. So for example, my mind would say would be, okay, any business that I touch, I have to have at least $20,000 to $25,000 per month, and I want to make it in the first 30 to 90 days maximum. Okay, then I'll scale it up. And most of the time when I do this, 95% of the time I use email traffic to grow that business. Okay, so that's the mindset that I have, right?
Why
That's the
email traffic?
end goal. I'm going to grow this business via email traffic, because what email traffic really is, you're tapping into someone else's years of experience, years of list building, and their knowledge, and you're kind of, I don't want to use the word cheating yourself, but you're fast tracking yourself, right, Dagan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tapping into someone else's subscriber database. And you're leveraging yourself to get to the next level. And it's the most powerful, for me anyway, it's the most powerful way to get in front of an audience, to sell your service, product, offering, whatever. Okay, so how do we get profitable traffic? First, you have to find your end outcome. What is it that you want to achieve? Then you go back to saying, I get profitable traffic, but I need a high converting offer. Okay, because you need to have both of them. You need to have targeted traffic and you need to have a high converting offer, and you need to mash up the two, and that's what gives you cash flow, residual income, the autopilot income that everyone hears of. Make sense, Stegen?
Absolutely. So where do you find databases to tap into? Like when you're cultivating clients for email marketing, where are you finding the clients from? Where are you finding the list to mail, in other words?
Oh, okay. So what I do is I basically get online, go to Google, and I go and find big companies that are not really advertised many places. So for example, if I went in and typed in, best ease in advertising placements, right? So they'll give me a whole bunch of, lists and networks. And what I'll do, or what one of my assistants will do, we'll call them up and we'll find out, what the prices are, how big is the list. Okay, so for me to give someone an action step, it would be this. You can go to Google, type in, places to advertise my website, or how to buy easing solos, or how to do email media buying, and you'll find hundreds of results. But now what you want to do is, so this is what really most newbies do. They find a website, they think, okay, this guy's offering me, 30,000 clicks for $30, which is usually, junk. But then they will email that person. Whereas with me and what I teach, even my clients, my clients pay me to get them done for you traffic. But, when I'm teaching, especially on stage or on rare webinars that I, once or twice a year, I hold these webinars. Very rarely do I hold these webinars, but I teach. You don't email, you get on the phone. You find the contact number and you get on the phone and you don't say, hello, I want to buy traffic. You say, hey, what's up? I came across your website. Your listing is for $1,000. I want to build a relationship with you. I have this great product and service that I want to market to your list. It's a fit. Is there any chance you can give me, is there any chance we can work out a 20% discount?
Start negotiating immediately.
Immediately, because if you get the traffic cheaper than your competitor, you have the hand up. Okay, if five people come to one website to buy traffic and they can't get through because they are emailing, hi, I need traffic XYZ, and you're the guy that calls them up and basically says, hey, listen up, you know, I want to buy traffic. You know, what's the deal? And can you hook me up? Because if you hook me up now and it works well, then I lock down XYZ. So in my case, what I did, Dagan, right, is I found all of these networks and I burned through a lot of money, okay? Obviously, some didn't work out, some worked out very, very well, you know, that has been able to generate me 2,000, 3,000 leads daily, okay? And each lead is worth a lot of money to me, you know, $4, $5, $6, $8, $10 plus per lead. Okay, just from one of my funnels. And so what I did was I basically locked down exclusive contracts with them so that I get exclusivity. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm going a bit too advanced for your audience, Dagan, but you know, I'm just gonna say it. I locked down exclusivity. So for example, there's an offer that right now that I'm converting, you know, there's over 40,000 paid members in there. Well, I'm one of the top earners in there. You know, this actually is going to be the third company that I'm going to be, you know, one of the top five earners. And I only joined this company maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago, right? But what I did was I immediately pinpointed traffic sources. I called up these traffic sources and I said, hey, listen, I'm going to purchase X amount of traffic, but I want exclusivity. So no one else can come in and buy traffic for this offer.
So let me think about this. So let's say I have, I'm in a home business. Let's say my home business is, you know, some
Amway.
Basic, yeah, Amway, Herbalife, whatever. And we've actually got an offer that converts for that. Let's just assume we do. I'm going around. I'm looking in Google for places to advertise. Quick question on that is, am I looking for places within the industry, or am I just looking in general? Like, would I mail a health and nutritional newsletter, a Forex newsletter, if I could find it? Am I when I'm talking about, you know,
no,
particular
so
home business offer?
So this is,
okay,
I got you, sorry to cut you off, but there's two ways of looking at it, right? So certain offers,
excuse me,
you can't really mail to, you know, those lists that you mentioned, but there's other offers that if it's mass appeal, like right now, I'll tell you, you know, I have contracts for exclusivity with one of the largest, world's largest self-development websites. Okay, it's a self-development website, but I'm offering and I mail their list with my business opportunity, right? And the reason is because, you know, people that are interested in, say, for example, The Secret and Bob Proctor and, you know, Joe Vitale and all of these other guys, you can, if you write the email copy well and you have an offer that has mass appeal, you'll be able to convert actually higher than Bizop lists.
I like it. And what
so,
I'm thinking about and what I want people, before we move on and kind of come to a close, is that tip on exclusivity is huge, because what it does is, let's say I'm selling ads to my newsletter and you come to me and you say, you know, Dagan, I want to do some business with you, but I want to be the exclusive person from Opportunity X to mail your newsletter. Is that okay if we do business that way and, you know, we agree to it on whatever level? Now, if you have success there, right, and anyone else wants to get there, they got to go through you.
Yeah.
That's huge leverage, and it's a really smart thing to do. So that point is worth its weight in gold, in my opinion. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, thanks. You know, and it's something that I'm really, really great into. You know, you want to have a high converting offer and definitely master traffic, because, you know, it just gives you freedom. It just gives you freedom. On a, you know, little side note, this year, early on, Dagan, I actually went to a Tony Robbins seminar, right? Have you been to one of those where you do the crazy firewalk and stuff?
Yeah, no, not yet, man. It's been one of those things where it's kind of like, yeah, I need to go do one of those, but I haven't actually put it on the list to do.
Dude,
yeah,
you need to go there. You need to take your newlywed wife, Kim, over there because you guys are going to love it, right? So, you know, when I went there, my team members, I've got three members in UK, in London, that work with me on, you know, traffic and conversions, and they do, you know, they manage different parts of my other businesses, they all wanted to go. And I turned around to them and I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna send out one or two emails, and that will cover all of our costs, food, accommodation, everything. And we just had a blast, you know. And it's one of those things that, you know, I'm always grateful because of my ability to generate traffic and cash on demand. You know, last month, my mom and dad actually went to a religious, they went to on pilgrimage, a spiritual journey abroad. And, you know, I contributed a large chunk of money to the trip. And it was like, you know, in my head, it didn't even, I don't even feel, you know, if I spend a couple of grand here or 5, 10 grand on a certain, you know, whatever I want, because I know all I have to do is craft an email, send, get some traffic to me, and bang, I'm covered. And that's, to an extent, you know, that's real freedom, because it gives you know, traffic really gives you what you want whenever you want, you know. So I encourage everyone listening, you know, to get together, to learn the traffic skills, master traffic generation, or learn from someone that, you know, you resonate with, that you like, you know. You know, so that's what I would say.
So when when you showed me those results of you building 80,000 person list or putting 80,000 new names on your list in the last month, that was because you have all these relationships that are exclusive, and you just go back and you just tap into them and you say, okay.
Absolutely. You know, and like just one of the networks that I'm part of, you know, I've locked down contracts with them in the very first week that I started working with them. And they turned around to me and said, you know, we can easily send you 60 to 80,000 plus leads every single month. And I was like, okay, you know, I locked that down. So imagine now you having, you know, 10 of those networks in your little pocket. You know, how much leverage do you have? You're essentially a walking, talking traffic machine. You know, everyone will want to buy traffic from you. You know, and obviously, you know, you guys, you and Jason from the Home Business Agency have bought traffic from me. And now I'm in the process of, you know, setting up soloadsagency.com to leverage my personal relationships and pass on savings and, you know, targeted high quality premium traffic to subscribers and members of Solo Ads Agency, which is really an exclusive ad network for a handful of entrepreneurs online in the, serving the home business niche.
Sure. And so I know one thing we discussed, you know, you don't really do webinars very often, but we talked about this being a maximum leverage student and really wanting to kind of give back. And me being just grateful for this, we didn't say this, but this is, I was excited to be able to share this right now. All this traffic stuff that we've been talking about, that you do for your $25,000 clients, you said that you would host an exclusive event for, you know, my subscriber base, and just open up the books like I do maximum leverage style transparently, just kind of show them how all this stuff works, right?
Absolutely. And that's one thing I absolutely love about you, Dagan, you know, because in our industry, not many people do that kind of stuff. And you've actually, I'll tell you right now, you know, you're the guy that's actually pushed me not just to come out in the limelight, but to, you know, open up the books. Because, you know, I'm one of those guys that all the gurus to the gurus and, you know, everyone, you know, if I mention the names, you'd say, I know him, I know her, I know him. And, you know, these are top earners that pay me a huge, you know, a nice, decent fee just to learn these strategies and for me to implement them. So, you know, I'm more than happy to kind of hook it up for your subscribers. So yeah.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm definitely there. I mean, if anyone that has accrued an asset like you've accrued, which is these relationships with really high quality traffic, and we've seen it in our own business. Like you said, we have. When we want to do some bigger volume for a particular client or ourselves, we'll come to you, and boom, it just kind of happens. Well, I want to see the magic behind the box, so you know I'm showing up to that webinar, and if folks are listening in, be there with me. So we'll make sure that there's a link available. It's extremely generous for you to offer something like this because people
Yeah.
don't do that. They just don't open up their business. I do, as a practice because it drives, I mean, if you want to know my reasoning is no one ever did it for me, first off. But when I paid John, my first mentor, $10,000 for a day of consulting, and he did that, my business immediately changed. I saw what I needed to do with complete transparency. So I wanted to bring that value back to people. Now it's just a practice that I have. And I think most people don't do that because it's too revealing. Easier to say, look at how awesome I am or whatever I'm doing, but not reveal anything.
Yeah, I reveal some of the programs that I'm promoting right now, you know, high converting offers that are just going nuts. You know, I was just sharing with Dagan, remember, you know, how I've been able to get something like make $26,000 in pure cold hard commissions, maybe over the last couple of weeks, promoting this one simple little easy offer, with no selling, no back and forth email reassuring to close a prospect, no phone closing. You know, I'm not talking about some, you know, $10, you know, silly little programs. I'm talking about real high value quality products and services. And from $4,000 to 5,000 leads, I've been able to generate well over $27,000 with a residual income of $6,400 plus.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Like I said, I'm there. I'm showing up. I want to see. That sort of stuff is worth its weight in gold because I have to wade through mountains of bullshit to find a couple cool things. But if someone just opens their business and shows me exactly what's up, my business is better tomorrow. So I'm in. I can't wait to see what you're doing on the back end and take a few things back to my own business, especially when it's from the standpoint of this is what you do when people give you $25,000. I'm just grateful that you're going to do it for our clients. So 4,000 leads into $27,000 in a home business opportunity, just opening up the books and showing exactly how you did it, tremendous value. I got to see it. Some of the other things you said you'd share were like some of your biggest mistakes. Like, you know,
yeah,
how you spend $7,500 and turn it into $25. So people don't do that. how you literally built your list up to 500, over half a million people.
It's about 580,000 subscribers now. And that's just, you know, probably I think I just showed you one or two of my accounts. I showed you maybe the Aruba account that gets, you know, 200 to 500 leads a day. I showed you the GetResponse account. You know, I've got quite a few others, but I don't want to kind of go over people's head, especially, you know, I want to help people get their first 5,000 or 10,000 leads. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of people, when they get started out digging, and, you know, I respect where people are coming from, they just don't have, you know, a $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 advertising budget. But this is why it's very important that you get on this webinar that I want to do, because I want to reveal the exact systems and tools and resources that I'm using to make as much as $27,000 from 4,000 leads.
Yeah,
because
no,
you don't have to generate, you know, a huge amount of leads, you know, if you have the high converting offer. And just to give you an example, Dave, you know, obviously now, you know, I don't want to come off as a big shot, you know, with my, you know, huge 580,000 subscriber base and, you know, how I make up to $20,000 a day. I don't want to come off as that guy. You know, I do understand where people come from. And just to give you an example, when I actually made my first chunk of money and the $40,000 a month, I learned, one, high converting traffic. Two, I internalized the cultivation, the knowing of how to cultivate, segment a relationship using emails. And with my first 550 leads I ever generated, I made my first $60,000.
Please show. So I think there's a lot of good reasons for people to show up. And so I'll just run through them real quick, and we'll just meet everyone there. We'll call this a wrap, meet everyone there, because we've heard it, now we're going to see it, right? So how you turn 4,000 leads into $27,000, and this is currently in an opportunity you're working with now. Your biggest mistakes, so $7,500 to $25, don't do that. How you actually built your half million 580,000 person list, where you're doing it, what sources you're using, how you develop the relationships. Because clearly, you know, you're not going to be able to just walk in and develop the same relationships that you've developed, but to know how to do it is immensely valuable for people.
And, you know, I'll give away this as well, you know. You know, I'll give away the opportunity to leverage my relationships. You know, if people like Dagan Smith and Jason from the Home Business Agency and, you know, from Maximum Leverage, if they are buying traffic and leveraging my relationships and my traffic knowledge and skills, then, you know, everyone on this call, if you're interested in getting one thing, which is traffic, and converting it into high dollars, you got to be in this webinar. That's really it. You know, if you've enjoyed this you know, audio between myself and Dagan. Dagan, I really want to thank you for interviewing me. I appreciate your time so greatly, you know. But if you've learned one thing, you know, from this webinar, then I invite you to carry on with your journey, you know, carry on with this journey working with myself and with Dagan. And I want to see you on the webinar because I want to teach you some of the real secrets that really no one else will tell you. You know, the guys that you see winning the awards on stage, you know, it's funny because when I go to these events and I see, you know, five top earners on stage, you know, I'm the guy that's responsible for the traffic and the conversions and how they got there, you know. And it's cool, you know, I enjoy what I do, I love what I do, but now I'm coming out and into the limelight to share and expose some of the real hidden gems that's been working for me right now.
All right. We'll see you there live, guys. So, Shakir, man, thank you. It's been a great time. I picked up a couple jewels, man, that exclusive tip and just all the mindset stuff we went through and just going fast. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. I can't wait to see the back end and how all the magic is done from inside the first box live. And, yeah, man, I just look forward to the next chapter. So I'll see you in the next chapter. Everyone else, I'll see you guys there too. And
thanks a lot.
That's a wrap.
Right.